This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. The ag trade deficit continues to grow. Based on USDA's latest trade figures for fiscal year 2024 through August. We will hear more from USDA economist Bart Kenner next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
The ag trade deficit continues to grow based on USDA's latest trade projections. USDA economist Bart Kenner says U.S. farm exports continue to decrease.
Agricultural exports were $161.3 billion, down 3% from the previous year.
Imports, on the other hand, are on the upswing.
Agricultural imports were $188.8 billion, up 5% from the previous year, for a trade deficit of $27.5 billion.
That's nearly twice the farm trade deficit last year at the same time. Kenner says it is not based on reduced volumes.
We are seeing sustained or even increased export volumes, but the value of those exports has been decreasing, and so we see a decrease in the total value of agricultural exports.
Some bulk export volumes like wheat and soybeans are down, while others show modest improvement.
Corn exports were $12.6 billion, up 2% from the previous year. Soybean exports were $22.8 billion, down 27% from last year.
Last month, USDA predicted a record ag trade deficit this fiscal year of $42.5 billion, a third more than fiscal year 24, which ended in September. Leading Democrats and Republicans in Congress have argued for more market-opening trade deals. Such agreements are opposed by President Biden and organized labor because they say they would hurt manufacturing jobs. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.